And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 2nd of September, 2017. It's the birthday of the humorist and Southern Baptist minister Grady Nutt, Amarillo, Texas, 1934, author of an autobiography, So Good, So Far. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the poem about the gingham dog and the calico cat who side by side on the table sat. That was Eugene Field, born St. Louis, 1850. He became a reporter for the St. Louis Evening Journal, worked for papers in Kansas City and Denver as well, went up to Chicago, worked for the Chicago Daily News, which offered him a column. He called it Sharps and Flats. And he also published light verse, especially for children. One of his early poems was Little Boy Blue, about a group of toys waiting for their owner, a toddler who had died. He wrote, Winkin', blinkin', and nod one night, sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We have come to fish for the herring fish that live in this beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin', blinkin', and nod. 1901, Vice President Teddy Roosevelt came to the Minnesota State Fair, and in a speech before several thousand people, he used the phrase, America must speak softly but carry a big stick. And it's the birthday of a hard luck novelist and journalist, Joseph Roth, born in Ukraine, 1894. He was a journalist after the end of the First World War, covering riots and assassinations, political uprisings all over Europe in the 20s and 30s, living in hotels for years on end, wrote his novels sitting in cafes in between newspaper deadlines. His one big hit novel, 1930, was Job, a retelling of the biblical story, and then set out to write a big ambitious book called The Radetzky March, 1932, a historical novel about the fall of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It came out at a bad time. Hitler had just come to power in Germany. Roth had to flee the country. The Nazis burned his books. He spent his last years in Paris, living in poverty. He was alcoholic, died poor in 1939, unknown. It's only been in the last 10 years that all of his work has been translated into English. Here's a poem for today by Sarah Fraley entitled Easy. And when a cop caught me naked from the waist up, the night I parked with a boy behind a construction site, high beams of my bare breasts, white as the bra, wadded up on the console, the dress I sewed that afternoon tossed over the front seat now, zippers whisked the sound my scissors had made on first cut, crisp and final. I gave him a fake name, Renee, because it sounded appropriately slutty, a girl who'd carry rubbers in her purse, cover up her discomfort by laughing at the cop who flicked his flashlight off out of some sense of decorum, or maybe because he had a daughter the same age as me, want a fellow cop to be easy on her. Hope is a dress I assembled from 3 yards of cotton, fashioned a self to step into, and here I was, already without it. A poem by Sarah Fraley entitled Easy, from her collection Sad Math, published by Moon City Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.